Welcome back to another episode of Palisade Radio. This is your host, Colin Cattell. As you can see on the screen today, we have one of our most popular guests back on the program, Jeff Berwick. He's the publisher of The Dollar Vigilante. Jeff, welcome back to the program. As always, in the background, there's the beautiful Bay of Acapulco, where you host your annual Intercapulco conference, and I was down there with you a few years ago. Lovely place you live in. How's everything in Mexico these days?
Absolutely fantastic. The news always says Mexico's bad, but the reality on the ground is it's really not that bad at all. I think they do that to keep Americans from realizing that they're like super close to an actual freer country. And so they just want them to stay in their homes and not realize, because if they came down to Mexico, they'd be like, this is quite a bit better than where we live. Why is that?
Yeah, well, having lived in Guatemala, which is just south of you there in Mexico, there's so much more freedom afforded when you're not in a police state. And oftentimes being in the U.S. and Canada, I feel like I have to watch my every move when I'm driving or whatever I'm doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Jeff, I got to give a big congratulations to you. You guys have been at the forefront of this crypto movement, and no matter what anybody has to say, good or bad about it, you've been right and been in the most exciting market over the last year. What's going on in the crypto space these days?
Oh man, what isn't going on, really? It's actually surprised even me how well it's gone. I've been one of the biggest promoters, as you know, of Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies in general. I was in 2011, I was telling everyone to buy it when it was around $3. I was called crazy. They said it was a scam, a Ponzi scheme. I said, no, this is going to change the world. 2013, 14, 15, some people started catching on. I said, it's your last chance to buy this before it really takes off. Again, a lot of people said, I'm crazy. No way. It's going to get shut down. All this sort of stuff. But this one year, in 2017, has shocked me. It's happened so fast. I knew it was going to happen at some point. I knew that there was going to be awakening of, you know, the average sort of financial investment sort of people, Wall Street, for example. I knew they were going to catch on to what's going on here. I was around for the beginning of the internet, and this looks exactly the same to me as the beginning of the internet. This is sort of internet 3.0, in my opinion, the cryptocurrency blockchain space. But I knew that years ago, but Wall Street just seems to have figured it out this year, and you're really seeing them pile in right now. I did not expect my price target for Bitcoin this year was 3,000 something. It's now over 7,000, so it's doubled over my price prediction. I did not expect the other altcoins and cryptocurrencies to do anywhere near as big as they've gone. Some of them have done absolutely even better than Bitcoin, really. Ethereum, we recommended at $2, now $300. So it's surprised even me, but I'm happily surprised, obviously, because we were very heavily invested in the space and we got all of our subscribers into the space. But I still think we're still got a long ways to go. There's going to be definitely some ups and downs, a lot of volatility. We'll have some major crashes along the way. There was just one 2 days ago. Bitcoin went down from 8,000 to about 7,500 to about 5,500. It's now back about $8,000 now. So it's definitely going to be volatile. It's not going to be necessarily easy, but in some ways, this space still has a long ways to go.
Yeah, let's talk about how much longer this has to go, because you can look on the one hand and say, oh my God, everybody's talking about Bitcoin and the chart looks straight up if you look at a short enough time duration. And then on the other hand, you could probably go in a room of normal Americans and say, raise your hand if you own any Bitcoin, and the amount of people that put their hands up is not going to be that much. So like, where are we in the hysteria phase? Is this just getting started still?
It's so hard to tell, as you know, and I went through the internet tech bubble, so I remember what that was like, and it's so hard to know where you're at. But as you pointed out, yeah, your average person still doesn't have any Bitcoin. Your average person, you can go anywhere in the world and find 1,000 people and ask anyone at Bitcoin, probably one, maybe two people put their hands up. It depends on where you are, of course. But and then you have the sort of people just piling in now, which is a little bit scary as far as like this could be a peak coming. But then you have to just look at valuations as well, because the entire cryptocurrency space, that includes Bitcoin and every other cryptocurrency, Ethereum and all the others, is about $220 billion right now, which is far less than the valuation of something like Facebook or Apple. And we're talking about cryptocurrencies that can absolutely change the world. We're talking about Bitcoin, which could, actually replace things like fiat currencies at some point, and that's still years down the road. But if you look at the actual valuation of, for example, gold, a lot of people say Bitcoin is a digital version of gold, and in many ways it is, and it was actually designed that way. The total value of gold, you probably know this better than me, but I believe it's around $7 trillion, total value of all gold ever mined, roughly, because no one really knows, compared to Bitcoin at about $100 billion right now. So you just do the math. If Bitcoin does become as valued as gold at some point, it's going to go up thousands and thousands and thousands of percent. And then you look at the US dollar, if it's ever going to replace that. So that's down the road quite a bit. But yeah, that's the things that everyone's trying to weigh right now. So, you know, you look at it, when I got into it at $3, it's now at about $8,000. It's like a 300,000% gain. Usually in most markets, you'd be like, maybe you should sell a bit. You had a 300,000% gain, maybe take some profits. But it's like, yeah, but it hasn't really started yet. It's bizarre. It's mind blowing to watch a potentially nascent coming currency that could be used worldwide come into fruition. No one really knows where it's going to go. It could go to zero and it could go to $1 million. It's wild and crazy. And I'm just happy to be along for the ride at the moment.
Right. And despite the amount of money that you or one could make in capitalizing off this move as a libertarian or anarchist, this really must get you excited because it finally threatens the power structure of the powers that be. This is a decentralized form of money. And if this remains decentralized and remains at this adoption rate, you could actually take power away from the people you don't like.
Yeah, absolutely. All the gold bugs out there will know that that's really what we want. We want to get rid of central banks. Getting rid of central banks will get rid of big government. And, your average gold bug is definitely a libertarian as well. So we're on the same page there. I'm a gold bug myself, and I'm actually looking forward to getting invested more into gold stocks now that I've got some massive crypto profits. But you're right. This is way more important than the money. I've said this a few times. I don't even care about the money, really. Like, it's fine. It's good. But money isn't everything. It's about changing this power structure, this financial structure, the money system that is so heinous and has been behind every war for hundreds of years. It's been behind impoverishing billions of people. If we can switch that flip that switch, got dyslexic there for a second. If we can flip that switch, man, that's a weird one to say. If we can do that anyway, if we can turn that around, let's change it that way, then we'll have a brand new world of peace and prosperity like we've never known it. So it really isn't necessarily about the profits. It's really about changing the game.
Yeah, you were starting to mention gold there. And as a commodity investor myself and in the resource stocks, it's been difficult the last few years because you had the real estate market moving up. You had the Dow moving up, markets around the world. The US dollar was so strong. And what that meant is there was very little speculative money to drive anything into these gold stocks. And now it's almost worse because you have this group of people with similar sentiment to the type of person who would invest in gold, and yet they're so interested in the crypto space. So it's almost like a nail in a coffin at this point. But what do you think of the gold space?
Yeah, I think you're right. And I actually was surprised. Someone told me this about 2 years ago. They said, I'll bet that Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies really take away from the gold market. And I said, nah, look at the size of Bitcoin. At the time, it was like $20 billion. And I was like, the gold market's like a $7 trillion market. I'm like, it really won't affect it, at least for years and years and years. But it really, I think, has. I think it's taken some of the speculative money away from things like gold and silver and taken it into the cryptocurrency space. Just like everything, crowds seem to want to go where everything's going up. And, they do the exact opposite of when they go shopping. When people go shopping, they're like, where's the sales at? When they go investing, they're like, oh, what's up a lot? Let's go buy that. And that seems to be the case. But, at the Dollar Vigilante, as you know, Colin, both Ed and I are huge gold bucks. We actually recommend having way more of your portfolio in gold and silver than in cryptocurrencies, because cryptocurrencies are still very young and speculative and very volatile and risky. But we've, of course, done very well on those. But, I see gold as being an incredibly good hedge at this moment in time for the cryptocurrency gains. I've not yet fully started to take profits, but I'm getting pretty close to hitting the button on at least taking some profits and moving it over to gold. And not just gold, but also gold stocks, which, as you know, have been kind of languishing a little bit for the last year or so. And it's the end game here is we're in central banks. The U.S. government's bankrupt. All governments are bankrupt. All central banks are at 0% or negative interest rates, which is insanity, until the system collapses. That's basically where we're at. We know that's where we're at. It doesn't have much longer. The debt's piling up right now. You have the U.S. government over $20 trillion worth of debt. So the Federal Reserve just keeps printing and printing and printing. And so does the European Central Bank. So does the Japanese Central Bank. They're all just printing money. So all the things that normally benefit from massive inflation and turning into hyperinflation at some point in the next few years, in my opinion, are things like gold, silver, and now cryptocurrencies, of course, but gold and silver used to be the main benefactors of those sort of things. So I actually look at the market right now and I'm like, I see where everything's going. It's not going to be long till this whole system just crashes. And we might even be like next year. It could be that soon, but at least in the next few years, not much more than 5 years, I don't think. And I've got these massive cryptocurrency profits now, and gold and silver haven't done much. And the gold stocks haven't done a ton lately. It'd be a nice time. I was just thinking about this the other day, to take some of the profits and start investing into some private placements of some junior gold mining stocks. And maybe, who knows, do the whole 100,000% gain all over again in the gold stocks after this. We're having a good time over here, as you can tell.
Yeah, you're having a great time. And I don't want to impose my ideas, but to share something, with the crypto space, and maybe you felt the same way, as an anarchist or libertarian, the excitement around that gets me more excited than gold. But knowing that gold is there and that the mining space is real and has to be there and how cheap it is, there's almost more certainty at this point to say this has to go up at some point. It's so contrarian. So, that must be playing into your sentiments at this point as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, it's been kind of forgotten in the last few years. We actually, Ed Bugos, who's one of the top gold mining analysts in the world, top economist in the world, in my opinion, he really recommended a lot of gold stocks in 2016, and we did really well. He had a total portfolio gain of 99% that year. This year, it's been a little off, and the cryptocurrencies have taken just fully off. It's just been in the last year, actually. It's been the total cryptocurrency space is up about over 1,000% this year, since the start of this year. So we've had massive gains on there. And so, like I said, we're going to see some volatility. We're going to see some pullbacks. We're going to see, who knows, maybe Bitcoin goes to 20,000 and then really has like a 1 or 2 year bear market. That's totally possible, and goes down to like 6,000 or 4,000 or wherever it goes. If I was able to take profits over the next few months and years and start putting some of them into some gold mining stocks at private placements, as you know, Colin, I know that's a big thing that you like to do. That's where you can just make the massive, massive gains. So, it's funny because a lot of people say to me about, you're always so doom and gloom about the dollar collapse and how everything's going to collapse. And it's like, no, I'm not. I'm having a fantastic time. I'm making tons of money. A lot of us are making a lot of money. We're enjoying watching this system burn, and we're going to take advantage of it as well. And that's why the tagline of the Dollar Vigilante is surviving and prospering during and after the dollar collapse. We don't just want to survive through it, which a lot of people used to think. You got to be preppers. You should probably prep too. There's going to be some days without food in grocery stores at some point here. But really, let's have fun with this and enjoy watching the system burn to the ground.
That's the spirit. I like it. Well, you mentioned Ed Bugos. I've known him for some time, and he really is a top-notch analyst and just all-around fantastic guy. I have been talking to him for some time about a company called Mexican Gold, and I thought that not only this is our largest position in Palisade Global, the company that I help run, but it also has a name that would resonate with yourself living in Mexico and your audience. And the company had just put out a 1 million-ounce resource in Mexico, open pittable, and Ed had been watching it for some time, and finally, a couple weeks ago, came out and recommended it to your audience, and that was when the stock was at about 30 cents. It's at 40 already, so there are gains to be made in this sector, even though the times are not ideal for the mining sector. But Ed got right in front of there and happened to have a great hole come out, and we think it's just the beginning. And I've just been a great, great help having Ed in the story there and telling that story to your audience.
Yeah, Ed is, as you said, he really is. I consider him to be the top gold mining analyst in the world. And there might be a couple better ones, but I don't know who they are. He's like a super genius. Like, he literally pours over mining results just every single day. Sort of not, I don't want to say like Rain Man, but he just numbers and equating things. And when he comes up with a pick, and it takes him a while, like, he doesn't regularly pick stocks. I think last year he had a couple. This is the first one I think he had that I've seen this year, Mexico Gold. So, he doesn't do these lightly, but when he does, he's usually pretty excited about it. And he told me right as he was about to recommend it, he said, you should pick some of this up. And, stupidly, I didn't, because I was so wrapped up in the cryptocurrency space. I didn't even see his message until after it was out. And then the stock rose and it was up like 40% or something. And I was like, oh man, I got to pay more attention. I was so wrapped up in the cryptocurrency space right now, but I should have known, because Ed's really got a nose for these things. So I'll definitely be following the story. I was happy to see it's a Mexican related gold mining play, because I just love Mexico. I think there's a lot of opportunity here. I think the regulation is a lot better down here than in places like the US or Canada. Obviously the taxation is often quite a bit better. I'm not sure about corporate tax, but I want to support whatever is going on here. So I was happy to see it was right here in my neck of the woods, and that they've already had some good results. So I'm excited to see, because I know Ed's got some big projections for where this could all go, and this is just the beginning. So I'll definitely be watching and hopefully participating as well. I might have to try to buy some if there's a little pullback here.
Yeah, and just for listeners who don't know, because I know this will end up in the comment section, Mexican Gold is MEX on the Toronto Venture Exchange. And Jeff, I was laughing the other day. I was talking to Ed, I think yesterday or the day before, and he was kind of breathing heavily while we were talking, and said he was exercising at the same time as watching Bitcoin prices and then talking to me about Mexican Gold. But I understand he is likely going to be raising the target price already. So super excited about that.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, Ed's been doing some working out lately. We're all kind of doing this. We're kind of all like enjoying ourselves right now and getting back in shape. Like, for many years, us anarchist libertarians and gold bugs, we were just kind of like beaten down. And now it seems like everything's going in the right direction for us right now. So Ed's working out. I'm working out as well. I'm off everything. I don't smoke. I don't drink. I don't do anything but exercise and eat herbs and stuff like that now. So, it's good times. And definitely be following Mexican Gold and all of Ed's picks. He's got a few others as well. So people out there don't know, if you subscribe to the Dollar Vigilante premium newsletter, and you can just go to dollarvigilante.com/subscribe, that you can get access to all of Ed's work. And he really puts out, it's not Mickey Mouse at all when he puts out gold stock picks. It's basically looks like a brokerage analyst report. And you can know just from Ed's track record and experience that it's probably going to be pretty good. Of course, there's risk in everything, but if he likes something, it usually works out.
Yeah, I was just sitting here thinking about that quote from Boiler Room when he's talking to the new junior level associates and says, has anybody ever told you that getting rich doesn't buy you happiness? BS. And I'm happy to see you guys having so much fun over there, because when you're right and you work hard and you profit off of it, nothing feels better than the freedom that you get associated to that. So once again, hats off to the group over there, Jeff, and looking forward to seeing you down at the conference in Acapulco early next year.
Yeah, I hope you come back, Colin. I think we were just talking about that. I think we're going to be able to fit you in again, and I hope so, because you were excellent last year at the Dollar Vigilante Internationalization and Investment Summit coming up on February 18th, I believe. So Anarchapoco is February 19th. So Anarchapoco is February 15th to 18th, 4 full days. The last day is actually called Cryptopoco, which is all cryptocurrencies, if you're interested in that. And then we have the full Dollar Vigilante Summit, which you'll be at, Colin, and people like David Morgan and Bix Weir, and of course Ed Bugos and many others. And you just look at our last 2 years, Colin, of what we were recommending. 2 years ago was a lot of gold stocks, and they went up hundreds of percent. And then last year was a lot of cryptocurrencies. They're up 1,000%. So you might want to check out the upcoming event in 2018. We've got a pretty good track record so far.
Excellent. Jeff, thanks so much for coming on and giving us time today. And we'll get you back here, as we always do, in another few months.
My pleasure, Colin. Take care.
Think you understand the junior mining sector, and you think that the participants in the mining sector, junior mining sector, are good people and kind people? Hit the bid.
how violent that term could be, it actually could be quite violent. It could be a rip-your-face-off uranium rally.
And the world is always going to need raw material. It's going to need copper and gold and nickel and so forth.
Totally destabilized. Hey, troll, did you hear what's going on?